This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. This spring, a Mesa County court will relitigate one of Western Colorado's most notorious trials. James Genrich was convicted in 1993 for a string of pipe bombings that killed two people. He's been granted a new trial after spending more than three decades in prison. This comes after attorneys from the Innocence Project proved that a key piece of evidence used in his conviction was based on debunked forensic science. Genrich's retrial is set for April 13th and is scheduled to last 5 weeks. The former bus aide charged with felony third-degree assault and counts of child abuse has pleaded guilty before her trial in Arapahoe County was set to start. CPR education reporter Janie Brundine has more.
Kiara Jones is accused of beating and stomping the feet of disabled kids in the Littleton District riding to and from school in 2024. Most of the kids are nonverbal and couldn't speak out, but the incidents were captured on a bus camera. Jones initially pleaded not guilty to all of the charges. Jones will be sentenced in March. Families of the children are seeking the maximum prison sentence of 15 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Fort Collins woman has been identified as the victim of last week's fatal mountain lion attack in Larimer County. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Larimer County Coroner's Office ruled Kristen Marie Kovach's death as accidental. An autopsy revealed that the 46-year-old died of asphyxia due to external neck compression, which was consistent to the mountain lion attack that occurred on New Year's Day. Hikers found Kovach deceased near a mountain lion on a Crozier Mountain Trail. These types of attacks are rare in Colorado. Only 28 had been reported in the last 35 years. The last fatal attack occurred in 1999. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC.